So you guys have to just be quiet at the end.
All right, they're both coming.
Today we are talking with Love Rake, a TV writer here in Los Angeles. What's your favorite color?
Well, first, guys, I want to say it's very nice to be here with you. For what I understand is the first I'm Bored episode. It is a great honor and privilege to be doing that. My favorite color is orange. I've always just been drawn to it, and I feel like orange doesn't get enough attention from other people.
What's your favorite animal?
I have another weird answer for my favorite animal. My favorite animal is a snail. I just like the way they look. They're fun to draw. I don't know if you've ever drawn a snail. Have you guys ever drawn a snail?
Yes, we have.
They're really fun to draw. You've got the little curly shell and then the antennas, and they're slow and slimy and really funny animal.
What's your favorite game?
My favorite game is a game that your dad introduced me to. It's called Code Names. It's super fun. It's very complicated, and whenever I try to explain it to people, they get a little worried about how complicated it is, but as soon as you start playing, you see how fun it is, and then they're hooked for life. And that's what happened to me when I first played it here in this house, and it's become my favorite game.
Great. So I would like to talk to you about, you write TV shows, right?
That's right, I do.
We will be talking about that for today.
Wonderful.
What's your favorite TV show in general?
That's a hard question to answer because, the TV show is made up of so many things. It's made up of writing, which obviously that's the part that I care about the most. It's made up of acting. It's made up of the visual part of the TV show. And even within the writing, there's different components. Like, there's stories. There is... there's jokes, there's dialogue, there's all sorts of parts. So it's kind of hard for me to answer, like, what is my absolute favorite TV show? One of my favorite TV shows that kind of combines all of those elements is a sitcom called Everybody Loves Raymond. Have you ever seen that show?
No, I have not.
That was a show that was, I think it started like in the mid-1990s, and it was about a married couple, and they lived across the street from the husband's parents, and the husband's brother was also around, and he was always kind of like a little bit jealous of the main character Raymond, which is why the title of the show is Everybody Loves Raymond. It was kind of like Everybody Loves Raymond, and it was really wonderfully written and so funny. All those actors were incredible in their own way, and it's just a classic sitcom that I still love.
Great. I've heard about writer's block. I don't know what it is. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. So writer's block is what happens when, is the name for the problem when you are trying to write something and you just feel like you can't do it. Another way of explaining it is you feel like you are not having any ideas. You sit down and, you know, you're looking at like a blank page, and sometimes it's easy for people to think about, like, oh, you just start typing and that's what writing is. But really what writing is having some kind of idea that you think is good. And that's the tricky part. Thinking that it's good. And sometimes you can have an idea, but all of a sudden you think, but that's not a good idea. And then you kind of freeze up because you start thinking, you start overthinking. Have you ever heard that phrase before, overthinking?
Yes, I have.
So overthinking is usually what is happening when you have writer's block because you are thinking too much about the idea. You're judging it too much. And when you judge it a lot, it's kind of hard to get going on anything because, you know, if you're being hard on yourself, then almost any idea looks bad if you're not believing in yourself. So you've heard of believing in yourself, obviously, right?
Yes.
So writer's block is kind of like a moment where you're not believing in yourself. And all of a sudden you feel stuck because you might have ideas, but you're just not sure if they're good. And so you just kind of can't move forward.
Interesting. Have you ever wanted to create your own show?
I have. I have a bunch of ideas for my own show, and I've tried a couple of them out, and so far they haven't worked out, but part of being a writer is always hoping and always thinking that, you know, just around the corner, there's going to be an opportunity where it works out.
Great. Who's your favorite actor and why?
My favorite actor is a guy who's on a show that I used to write for called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I wrote for actually another show that he was on called AP Bio, and his name is Glenn Howerton. He's my favorite person to write for because whenever you try to write something that's really funny and you write a script and the words are funny and the situation's funny, but when you have a great actor, they elevate the material. They make it even funnier than how you imagined it. And that's what you always look for in an actor. And to me, Glenn does a terrific job of that. He is very imaginative. He's very specific. And he also talks really fast, which is something that comedy writers really like. We like it when you talk fast and that there's like a little bit of rhythm to what you're saying so that the scene kind of moves along.
That's really cool. What do you do when you're bored?
What do I do when I'm bored? That's a great question. You know, these days, I'm sad to say, I look at my phone. I waste time on social media when I'm bored. But I guess I would say that when I was a kid, I can remember being bored a lot. And I think part of like having a phone that has like the internet on it and a bunch of different apps that kind of occupy your attention, I just don't feel bored that often anymore. But I wish I felt bored more often, because I feel like when you're bored, you really... Have you heard of the phrase being present?
No, I haven't.
That phrase means the word present means, it can mean the present time, like the time that we're in now. It means now. Present time means now. Present means being in a physical place, like sometimes when they do like roll call at school, you can answer, I'm present, right? So being present means you are in the place that you are now and here. And that sounds kind of silly, except when you think about it this way, that sometimes we're always in a place and we're always in a time, but we're not paying attention to that. Our attention is someplace else. So being present means your attention is where you are right now and where you are physically. So I think it would be really nice. I would like to do that more. Sometimes my attention is elsewhere, and your attention really has to be here and now in order to be bored. So I actually think it's a great thing to be bored.
Yeah, me too. I think that too. We have something in common. What are some of the challenges that you face as a writer?
Some of the challenges you face as a writer. Well, we talked about one already. That's writer's block.
Right.
There are a number of challenges you face as a writer. Let me think about the best way to talk about some of them. You know, when you are writing, there's problems you can have when you're writing by yourself. So if you're writing, that means you're not, maybe you're writing something that you haven't shown anyone yet, or, you know, with TV, you write with a staff of writers, so you write together. There's like 10 people and you all work together. But before you've shown them that, sometimes you can have problems on your own. Sometimes you can have writer's block. Sometimes you can feel like the thing that I'm writing is not good enough. So I feel sad and I feel ashamed that what I'm writing is not as good as I want it to be. Sometimes you can have story problems. So you always, when you're writing for actors, when you're writing for the screen, you're writing in terms of scenes, and you might have a good idea for smaller things like dialogue and jokes and like literally the lines that actors say, but every line has to be part of a scene, and every scene has to be part of a story, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what the right story is, so that can be a problem that you have. Those are problems that you would have on your own. Now, when you are doing writing as a job, it's really fun because that means that someone is actually saying the lines that you wrote, and there's cameras that are shooting the scene that you made up in your head, and that's really, really fun. But it can also be really, really complicated. Sometimes you could, because now you're interacting with the real world and you actually have to make it happen. So let's say you have a story that involves an actor, and the actor says, "Great, I want to be in this, and I'm excited about this part." And you're like, "Great, we're going ahead with it." But then some plans change, and that actor can't be in it anymore. Well, you've got to change the script, and you've got to figure out how to keep the stuff that you think is good, but change the stuff that you can't do anymore. So that's a problem you could have. Sometimes when you are shooting a scene, you realize as you're shooting it that it's not as funny as you want it to be, or something is boring, or something is repetitive. Do you know what I mean by something being repetitive?
No, I don't, actually.
So we always want to have the audience excited about what's happening.
Right.
And if you are telling the audience something that the audience already knows, that's less exciting because it's not new. And sometimes you don't realize it until you're shooting it. And you suddenly realize, uh-oh, this moment is exactly like a moment that came before. And then the audience might not be as excited. So how do we change that moment? And you kind of think about it on the fly. And some of that, sometimes, you know, I'm a sitcom writer, that those are comedies. Sometimes you realize that a scene is just not that funny, or a joke is not that funny. And then, especially with the kind of writing that I'm doing these days, we're shooting it in front of an audience. So we have to quickly think of a new joke right there on the spot. And it's exciting and it's scary, but it's really fun if you come up with a good joke.
Yeah, I know some really cool jokes. Can I tell you one right now?
Please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, Europe who. Okay, let's go on to the next question. What advice would you have for kids?
Just in general, like what's here's a way to be a kid, or how to be a writer or what?
Like, what if they wanted to be a writer? What advice would you give them?
It's a really simple piece of advice, but it's harder to do than to say. And it's just, you got to try it. You got to try writing. Writing is something that you can't just wait to be inspired. Do you know what being inspired is?
Yes.
So sometimes the way we talk about being inspired, you're like, oh, this idea, I suddenly got this idea. This idea happened to me. But if you're just waiting to have the perfect idea, you're not going to get anything done. You can't wait. You have to actually try to do it. And you have to confront that feeling that I was talking about earlier with like writer's block and just get something down on paper. And then maybe you can fix it later if you don't like it, but it's important to just try. So my advice is to just try.
Who inspired you?
Who inspired me? Well, a lot of different people inspired me. I'll tell you about one of them. It was my grandfather. My grandfather lived in India, and when we were growing up, he and my grandmother would come and stay with us for a long time, sometimes for a whole year. They would come and stay with us, and that was always a really fun time for me. And my grandfather was a really good storyteller. He knew a lot of stories, and not only did he know a lot of stories, but he could tell them in a really fun way. He would make them really exciting. He would make them really entertaining. He knew the right ways to tell the story so that you were really like waiting for him to say like every sentence. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So for me, like, that was a big inspiration. I always loved the way that he told stories, and I like to tell stories like that if I can.
So what age were you when you thought you would be a writer?
It was actually pretty late. It was kind of at the end of college for me. So it was when I was like 21, 22. I feel like a lot of other writers, a lot of the writers that I know were writing a lot earlier than that. That's when it happened for me. I kind of had an experience where I wrote something funny with some friends, and that was a new experience for me, and I thought maybe this would be a really fun career.
Great. I'm gonna wrap this up for our last question, I think. What would you do on a Saturday morning? In general.
What would I do on a Saturday morning in general? Well, you know, sometimes when you're an adult, the main choice you're facing on a Saturday morning is, are you going to try to do something productive or are you going to relax? You know, if you've been working all week, sometimes you might feel like you might want to relax and have a cup of coffee and read the newspaper and watch TV and just kind of have fun. But sometimes you might want to do something productive, go do some exercise or work on something else that maybe it's not your job, but it's your passion or something that you're interested in. So I kind of go 50-50 on those. Sometimes I like to relax on a Saturday morning, and sometimes I want to do something.
Great to meet you. Thank you for coming over tonight.
Thank you, Sydney. This was so much fun, and thanks for letting me be your guest. Was that fun?
You know what my favorite moment was?
What?
When he came back with a joke. That was amazing.
That was so fun.
Sid, you did a really good job.
You did